A centennial celebration for USDA market news. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. The first report on strawberry prices was heard over the radio in Hammond, Louisiana. That was on February 19, 1915. Today, the USDA market news, or AMS, has come a long way from that first broadcast, thanks to technology and the World Wide Web.
There's a lot of demand out there, not only for organic information, but for farmer market information. If I go to my local farmer's market, what can I expect to be paying for certain commodities? We hope to be able to put that information together and get that out to consumers as well.
Currently in the works, a smartphone and tablet version, says Charles Parrott, Deputy Administrator for the USDA's Ag Marketing Service. To mark its 100-year anniversary, a celebration at the Ag Outlook Forum, February 19th in Crystal City, Virginia. This is where a variety of ag enthusiasts come together, many of which are daily users of the price information offered by USDA Market News Daily.
We're going to have a panel there talking about what Market News has done over the years and kind of where we're going.
Parrott says what has made USDA Market News a success over the past century and will continue to make it so in the next one is its ability to provide information to all.
So if I'm a small grower, I have access to the same price information that everybody else does. And because of that, I can make a better decision as to where to sell my products and what I can expect to get for them.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.